Hello, I'm David Natt, and welcome to the EBU Radio Sport Podcast. In this edition...
Allez les bleus, allez les bleus. The French are champions of the world. I'm François Giuseppe from RMC Sport, and I'm hijacking the EBU Radio Sport Podcast as the world continues to celebrate French domination in the greatest sports on the earth. What a World Cup it was, and what a result for les Bleus, for l'équipe de France. In this podcast, we'll look at how the World Cup worked for Radio Perspective. I'll be joined by a Russian journalist who covered the tournament for Station at home and abroad.
Hello, my name is Ekaterina Malovichko and I'm a sports journalist. I was covering the World Cup for Radio Vesti and Radio Mayak, as well as appearing on BBC in the Red Square studio in Moscow during the World Cup.
I also be joined by Xavier Monferrand from the competition France Bleu.
Hi everyone, I'm Xavier Monferrand, French sport journalist for Radio France, the national public radio, and I cover the World Cup for France Bleu, which is the group of regional stations, and the national stations France Inter and France Info. I covered all the facts concerning the French team for these three stations.
And last but not least, representing Croatia, my love, my dear, my friend.
I'm Lovro Komagdić from HRT, Croatian Radio Television in Croatia. I'm so proud of our boys. Fantastic World Cup, and the party is continuing in Zagreb and around the whole of Croatia.
EBU's Radio Sport Podcast. Podcast.
First up, Katya, what was it like having the World Cup in Russia?
Well, we hosted many big events in many, many sports, but this one is something very special. The fact that we had matches in 12 cities of our country gave us the opportunity to show the whole country. I think everyone felt surprised because what we understood, nobody expected to see that we are normal people living here in Russia. After what people read in the media, many people came here and they were surprised to see what they saw. And we are happy that there were no accidents, and actually this was, I think, one of the biggest surprises for everyone, because we were all afraid of hooligans from both sides, and everything was quiet and you felt so safe. Russians, they started with this spectacular win over Saudi Arabia, and that was the opening game, and maybe this gave the mood for the whole tournament. Football is for fans, it's not fans for football. Many sport events, they exist mostly for the athletes. Football cannot exist like this. The event of this scale, the crowd, the people supporting their teams, people who come to another country to see another culture and to make new friends, this is what this is all about. People were having fun.
Lovro, my Croatian friend, I'm really, really, really so sorry, but not sorry at the same time. Have you recovered?
Yes, it's life. Don't worry. Sometimes win, sometimes lose. I think it will take many weeks for me and my colleagues to recover from this World Cup. We really never expected our team to do so well, and of course, every game placed even more demands on our broadcasters. This is probably the biggest thing that has ever happened in my time at HRT, and I'm so proud of everyone for delivering such outstanding programs. We broadcast approximately 230 hours of coverage on our key sports station HR2, Croatian National Radio, second channel. Our small team in Russia was near camp of Croatian team in the first part of World Cup and the rest in Moscow. Second part was in Croatia and we covered all the matches mostly off tube. And we practically talked about World Cup 24 hours per day in the build-up to the final.
You could hear the World Cup on a number of stations across France. I'm not saying that RMC was the best, but I'm incredibly proud of our coverage.
Il y a également Umtiti, il y a Pogba qui est pas loin. Est-ce qu'il va la mettre fort devant le but? Apparemment, il va chercher le point de pénalty. Ouais!
Each station in France had their own style of coverage. France Bleu, for example, takes a different style to us. Here is their commentary on the same goal.
Le pied gauche d'Antoine Griezmann, le long, ça rentre! Et l'ouverture du score! L'ouverture du score pour les Bleus! Antoine Griezmann! Grisou, 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 grisou! Et le but pour l'équipe de France!
So Xavier, what a final, what a game for you and for your station.
Man, that was unbelievable. Just to know, it was my first World Cup as a journalist, so you can imagine my feeling covering my national team for my first World Cup and they win. The final was exciting because Croatia did better. They had the ball, made the game, but France was so clinical and scored 4 goals. So it's a big souvenir for me.
We'll have our distinctive styles, our own way of covering the World Cup. What was yours and France Bleu as a whole?
Personally, I was on France Bleu during the games, alone in the stadiums, but with 3 colleagues in the studio in Paris, an anchor woman, Vanessa, a journalist, Germain, and an analyst, Patrice Loco, a former French international, a former player of Nantes and PSG. That was a very good team, really, and I had so much pleasure to be with the team. And next to me at the stadium, there were a team of commentators for France Info and Move, and another team for France Inter, 4 stations broadcasting live the entire final. That was a premiere for us.
And Xavier, talk us through your experience of traveling across Russia.
Russia was exciting. I knew Moscow and it was great to see other cities like Kazan, Ekaterinburg, Nizhny Novgorod, St. Petersburg. Man, this is such an incredible country. It was a great, great World Cup to me.
And for you, Lovoko, how did your broadcasters cope with the travel in Russia?
In one situation, after the match with Nigeria in Kaliningrad, one part of our team was traveling by train 15 hours, station by station. And that was incredible experience for those two guys. The reason? They didn't have a ticket for the fastest option. And they didn't know even that is the slowest option. But everything was okay at the end. When you win on the ground, everything is easier, isn't it? We didn't have any special problems about hotel bookings, ISDN problems or anything else. Everything was perfect for us, like Croatian team as well.
And what was the reaction of your listeners in Croatia to your coverage?
Oh, that was a live coverage with so many emotions from, especially from my colleagues Davor Lulic and Srđan Fabijanac, with so many happiness every time when Croatia scored.
Ubačeno u kazneni prostor, Pešić! Oh!
Radio broadcasting was a few seconds faster than the TV signal, and that was one of the reasons why many people like to listen radio, but not the only one, of course. We had a live coverage 1 hour before kickoff from the stadium with reactions of the listeners by phone, reactions from the squares of the main cities, Zagreb, Split, Rijeka, Osijek, and especially when they come back, so many people on the streets and they celebrate second place of Croatia on the World Cup practically as their champions. That was really amazing. So many people were involved from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. during all day in our program.
For us at RMC, we drew the biggest audience figures of any World Cup, created new opportunity with live video. Xavier, for you, how did your listeners respond to your coverage?
We had a lot of feedbacks on the social medias during the games or after. More the French team get bigger, more we had messages, good vibrations from France. But to know the detail, it's a little bit early.
And for you, Katia, what was the response for Russian listeners to your World Cup in your country?
The audience figures, they were growing every day. We were competing even with our TV colleagues. Our guys, they were commentating the matches for three radio at the same time: Radio Vesti, Radio Mayak, and Radio Россия. And they were making TV program at the same time. They appeared on TV. We made some video reports. For us, it was very new. And these guys who were working during the matches, they are already very well-known journalists, but I think they became kind of celebrities, at least inside the sports audience.
Now, finally, from all of you, I want one highlight and one lowlight from this World Cup.
As I was very busy, I managed to see only two matches. The most exquisite experience, I was invited to appear on BBC. I was invited to the BBC studio, and I watched the most important matches of Russian national team against Spain and against Croatia with my BBC colleagues, and that was something very new for me. And thanks to the guys, they were supporting our team so sincere. I think we nearly crushed the studios. We were jumping and shouting so much, and thanks for the guys for invitation and for this support.
For me, the highlight was the goal. In the final, of course, versus Croatia. But the low light was probably the opening ceremony and the opening game with too many politics on the stadium, like Vladimir Putin, for example. For you, Xavier, what was your highlight and low height?
So, a positive thing, the stadiums, really. Russia did it very well for me. There were beautiful stadiums like St. Petersburg or Nizhny Novgorod, and the new Luzhniki, that was awesome. And a negative thing, man, we are world champions. How can I be negative, really?
Lovorko, my friend, I'm not sure I dare ask.
Positive, Croatia in the final, in every corner of the world, on every website in the world, in the heart of many, many people on practically every continent. That was really, really amazing. One negative thing, practically nothing. Okay, just one. It didn't win. Gold medal is for France, from Croatia. Real congratulations for our friends in France.
Thank you to all of you for taking part on this brief roundup of the World Cup for the EBU Radio Sport Podcast. We're all off to take a well-earned break from football. Next up for RMC is the Champions League. One more time, football. Have a good summer for all of you.
Gol de Francia, Mbappé.
Solo Mbappé, Mbappé. Gol de Francia, Mbappé.
Corner met Griezmann, gekopt een titi de goal. Ai, 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 hij kopt hem erin.
Dégagement, c'est fini. L'équipe de France est championne du monde.
C'est fini, c'est terminé. La France est championne du monde.
C'est terminé. La France est championne du monde.
EBU's Radiosport Podcast.